Michael once a week, Mr. Tony Menya. His name on the side of his truck. Little racks in there with vegetables and fruit in there. You hear him coming because you get to the top of the street, get a block or two away, you start singing a little song about what he had for sale in the truck. Now, I learned much later that Megna, M-E-G-N-A, is pronounced Menya if you're Italian, but we didn't know any better. My mom would say, oh, I got a frozen steak in the refrigerator. I don't need to go to the grocery because Mr. Megna's coming. We'll just get some vegetables from him. I don't have to go to the store today.
Screwing a light bulb.
Just one. All the rest of them stand around and complain that it's electric. You know, a banjo player from West Virginia invented the toothbrush. Anyone else would have called it the teeth brush. What? Now, West Virginia, I mean, I'm making a lot of jokes about West Virginia. It's true that it's this poor state, and it's been kind of robbed of all its riches by outside interests. They're trying to correct that with the tourism. You know, it's a beautiful state, and they thought that maybe they would promote the tourism, and then they wouldn't have to, you know, blow the tops off mountains and stuff to get the coal. But the brilliant idea that the tourism department said, you know, if we had a TV show that took place in West Virginia, it'd be really good. And they thought maybe, you know, the most popular franchise for a while there was CSI. So they thought, CSI, West Virginia, that'd be really good. So they got these screenwriters, you know, and they got them in a room, locked them in there for a couple weeks. The guys came out of there tearing their hair out and said, you can't write CSI West Virginia. For starters, there's no dental records. For part two, all the DNA is the same.